It's a great big world out there, and there's room for everybody. Except midgets and retards. On fat people. And there's a lot of Chinese people. Too many.
The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should properly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
You're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Yeah, man, I tell you what, that dang old internet, man, just going on there and pointing, click, 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 it's real easy, man.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
Good afternoon, window lickers, and all my Special Olympians out there. Welcome to the podcast for Thursday, April 15th, 2010. And look who it is. We've got another visit from Bob from down the hall.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Just a little bored. Thought I'd come down here, see what my buddy Tim's up to. Always something fun and exciting in this room.
What's going on with you, Bobby?
Not too much, but I got one for you.
Hit me.
Even though you do not look stressed at all, Tim.
Never.
Because
no.
You're a very organized man.
I am laid back.
It's tax time, Tim.
Tax time.
Yep. Ding, 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 ding.
I already got my refund.
Ooh. Well, that's good.
And it's already spent.
That's good, too. Well, you know the stock market is up over, I think it went over 11,000. So that means consumer spending is up high.
That's
which
good.
Probably has a lot to do with people getting their tax returns so that they have money to go out and spend.
Exactly.
But that's good. Maybe we should have like two tax returns a year.
I'm all for that.
Do them every 6 months.
Yeah, or quarterly. Let's do it quarterly.
But the returns are quarterly.
Yeah.
You know, and so, like, you get like a grand every
genius, Bob.
To go out and spend.
That's
just more ideas to help.
I like it, Bob.
Stimulus to the country by giving it to the people, not the banks.
There we go.
Down with banks.
Did you do your taxes, Bob?
You know, I'm still kind of working on that, and I went ahead and did the extension. But I've got a little question for you.
Hit me.
Do you remember years ago when people used to do fun things in paying their taxes? Like, let me bring a bunch of bags of pennies, or let me bring a toilet seat because the military was paying like $500 for a toilet seat, and they'd owe $500, so they went down to the hardware store and bought a toilet seat and brought it to the IRS and said, here's my $500. Here, have two toilet seats, and it's $1,000. Remember those kind of fun? Stories go? You know where the stories are now, Tim?
Where are
people
they?
Are flying planes into the IRS building.
Oh, my God.
They're blowing the building. What is going on?
Is that really happening?
Yes, that really happened.
When did that happen?
About a month ago.
Really?
A guy decided, you know what? The IRS wanted to take his stuff. He said no. They were going to actually repo his house. He burnt it to the ground. Got in an airplane and flew it into the IRS building.
Are you kidding me? How did I miss that?
You're not informed, Tim. You're in this black cave.
Did anyone get hurt? Other than him, obviously?
Well, I didn't think it worked out for him.
Right, I'm assuming, but
I think everybody in the building got away okay. And the building got pretty burnt up. I'd like to think that maybe
fatalities?
Tax records were in there.
That would be nice. I wish mine were, too.
You know, and that way they could just say, hey, we have to believe them.
Holy crap, how do I miss this stuff? I'm going to have to start paying attention to the world around me.
Yeah, it's just little things like the news.
So true, so true. Well, thanks for stopping by, Bob. But listen, before I let this entire podcast get away from me, I have to play you some special audio. Now, this was not taken from the internet. This was recorded with my very own iPhone less than 2 hours ago. This is audio footage of my mother freaking out because there is a snake on her porch.
A snake out there in the grill or someplace.
Did you give him a shovel?
I gave him a hoe. Now, won't he dead?
He's gone.
No, he's not. Now, I'm not going back out there if you don't go kill the snake. No, you're going to go out there and kill the snake, too. I'm wanting to kill you to get out there and get it. He's got him out there to the side corner, so go help him.
I'm too busy.
Crap!
Recording you freaking out so I can put it on my podcast.
Do it! I want the snake dead!
Did you kill it?
Yeah. The deed is done.
He's dead.
That's me, Madre. You gotta love her. Comedy gold, what can I say? That's all the time we have left for this podcast. Tune in next time when my mother sees a rat. Just kidding, Ma. Love ya.
If you twist and turn away, if you tear yourself in two again, if I could, yes, I would. If I could, I would. Let it go. Surrender. Dislocate.
Shut up!